Okay, so today we'll deal with the Rambam. Perkei Gimel. We'll probably deal with all the questions that we've been dealing with in terms of Tzila and Bezin, in terms of the other Rishonim for the past few days. We'll now try to figure out what the sheet of the Rambam is with regards to all this. It's a little complicated. The Rambam is a little complicated. So just things to think about in terms of just what we've been discussing with the other Rishonim. What does the Rambam hold with regards to Beis Din by Tfila? Do we need the Beis Din by the Tfila? Do we need, does it work at night, does it not work at night? What about by the Mila? Do we need Beis Din by the Mila? In terms of those various issues that we discussed for the other Rishonim. So let's just read the Rambam first, we'll ask a bunch of questions, and then we'll try to deal with those questions. Yud Gimel Aleph. Bishlosha Dvarim Nechlus Yisrael Lebris, the Mila, the Tefillah, the Korban. There's three steps to the process. Mila, Tefillah, and Korban. Halacha Dalet says that didn't just happen by Har Sinai, but V'chein L'Doros. So too L'Doros. Kishi Yirta Agoy L'Yichonis Lebris, Abistotiv Tachas Kanpe Shrin, Abikavolav Ol Torah, Tzarech Mila, Tefillah, Bartos Korban. So I'm here, I'm just asking questions right now as we go through the Rambams. I'm not giving answers to all these questions, but just things to think about. So to the Doros, Kishiyuta Goy Lichonis Tachas Lichonis Lebris. So he adds a few phrases here in comparison to Halacha Aleph. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Shlosha Dvarim Nechlus Yisrael Lebris. There are three ways a person enters into a bris. And over here he adds, Lichonis Lebris, Ulistofiv Tachas Kanfe Shpino, Vekabal Lov Ol Torah. Yes?
Just to add, Halachas Mila, he says, Lichonis Kali Yisrael, doesn't appear in here.
Halachas Mila, he adds, Lichonis. Kahal Yisrael. Okay. Like, that's what he says by Mila. So that's one/two questions. Why does he add these phrases and why does he say with Kahal Yisrael? So he says, Tzarech Mila v'tfila v'artzas korban. So we'll get to Kabbalah's mitzvahs eventually, but what about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Why is that not included? That's halacha dalad. Halacha vav. Ger shemal v'lotavol, lotavol lomal, inu ger ad sheyemal v'yitvol. In halacha dalad, he says that we don't need korbanos nowadays. V'tzarech litvol b'fnei shlosha. You have to have tefillah in front of three. What about Mila? He doesn't mention Mila. V'hol v'adav v'tzarech beis din. He said originally it needs to be b'fnei shlosha. Then he changes the lashon to hol v'adav v'tzarech beis din. Is it b'fnei shlosha or we need beis din? Why does he change the lashon from shlosha to beis din? Ein matbilin lo sab shabbos v'lo b'yantiv v'lo b'layla. Because it needs beis din, therefore we don't do tefillah on Shabbos or yantiv or b'layla. V'imidbulu hareza ger. But if you do tefillah, so then he is a ger. So if you saw the Gemara of Vav and Beis says the reason why it wouldn't work on Shabbos is because it's tikkun gavra. The problem of Tikkun Gavra, and let's say an Issur D'Rabbanan of Makkah B'Patish, because you're making him into a ger. So why does he change it from Tikkun Gavra, which is what's in the Gemara, to its separate Issur D'Rabbanan of the fact that Beis Din can't paskin on Shabbos or on Yantiv? It also doesn't work at night. So Tefillah does not work at night. But if you did it, then he's a ger. So why doesn't it work at night? And why does it work b'dieved? Why l'chatchila does it have to be by the day? If it works b'dieved at night, so then why l'chatchila does it have to be by day? Halacha zayin. Ger katam apil no so adas bezin shes chus hilo. Mugarish in his gara v'tavla ein b'no atzarech tefila. So you have ger katan, you have gioris mugaras. Then tavol benol ben atzma v'niskar benol ben atzma afilu b'fnei shnayim ino ger. So I'll just read the whole halacha and then we'll ask questions on this. So then he says tavol benol ben atzma v'niskar benol ben atzma doesn't work. Ba v'amr niskayarti b'beis din dino shal plone v'tviluni ino nema lobo b'kahal ad shiyavi eden. What's the lashon? Sorry, David. What's the lashon in Halachas Mila again?
Kali as well.
That's your kavana. He discusses the kavana as being lichonis.
Yeah, but yeah, when he wants to
Not the result, it's the kavana.
Yeah, what the get wants to be matched.
So then he has four cases here: ger katan, geras muberes, back to halacha zayin, tefila bin alavin atzmo, geras bin alavin atzmo, and then you have this case of bav amar nitzkaretik beidino shel ploni beit buluni. You say that I was megayer in a certain beisdin, and they performed tefila on me. You're not believed to enter into the kaal until you bring eved. So the big question on this, a bunch of questions, is what's the connection between these four different halachos? It seems to be pretty random halachas that have nothing to do with each other that he's mentioning here in halacha Zion. Why doesn't he just make this each one into a separate halacha? Seemingly there's no connection between these halachas. Furthermore, why does he repeat Tavo Ben Ola Ben Atzmo? He already mentioned in halacha Vav that it doesn't work. It's true, he is adding here that Enoger, that it's the Ikuva. In halacha Vav, you might have thought that maybe b'diavad it works, although he doesn't mention whether it works b'diavad or not. Over here, he clarifies and he tells you that b'diavad doesn't work. It's true, he is adding that on, but he could have just mentioned this in halacha Vav. He didn't have to say this in halacha Zayin. He could have just said in halacha Vav, if it's been alavin atzmo, ino ger. He didn't have to repeat it over here in halacha Zayin. And the last question is, why does he say b'nis gayer b'in alavin atzmo? What does this even mean? This guy, he's not a ger b'in alavin atzmo. What is Gairus that it's Nisgayer Ben Olav? What are we dealing? Are we dealing with the Mila? Are we dealing with the Tefillah? What are we dealing with here when he says Nisgayer Ben Olav Ein Atzmo? What is Gairus outside of Mila and Tefillah to say Nisgayer Ben Olav Ein Atzmo doesn't work? Pashut Pshat. What does he mean by Nisgayer Ben Olav Ein Atzmo? And then halacha tes, I'm not really going to ask any questions on halacha tes. Halacha tes we dealt with in the past, but he seemingly has a different interpretation of the Gemara Memheim Beis of the woman who was the tefillah l'nida. And he says that pshat is not that the tefillah of nida, being tevelas l'nidosa, acts as the tefillah for geirus. That's not what pshat is in Memheim Beis, the pashtus. But rather, the idea is that just if we see a woman who's keeping Shabbos, who's keeping all the mitzvahs, including tefillah l'nidosa, so then we would assume that she had a proper gerus and she did tefillah in front of the beis din. That's what the Rambam says in Halacha Tes. And at the time we dealt with this Rambam, the Ramban asks, why would the Gemara emphasize tefillah l'nidosa? Before that's the one thing that she does in private. She doesn't do that in public, just the Gemara should just list off all the cases that she does in public, and therefore we know that she's really she's a firm Jew, so she must have done the Geirus Kehilchosa. Okay, so those are the questions on the Rambam. So hopefully we'll have time to deal with this. So first question that we'll deal with. The various answers here, some of them aren't as important as other answers, is why does the Rambam give a different answer to the Gemara? The Rambam gives the answer in terms of what the problem is with being Tavelis on Shabbos, or being Tavelis on Shabbos. He says the problem is that Beis Din can't pass on Shabbos, and the Gemara gives the answer of Tikkun Gavra, that there's a separate Sidur Rabbanon of fixing yourself, of Metakin Mana. So the Gemara doesn't give the answer to the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't give the answer to the Gemara. So there are really two questions here. One is, why didn't the Gemara give an explanation of the Rambam? That there's a problem here of Beis Din Paskening. And then you have a second question of, why didn't the Rambam give the answer to the Gemara? Two separate questions here. Right? They both gave different answers, so why didn't each one give each other's answer? So in terms of why the Gemara didn't give the Rambam's answer of Beis Din Paskening. So, to begin with, it's not so pashut, whether this is not a regular case of a psak. Beis Din isn't Paskening here. The whole issue of Paskening is just beginning. You should know is Shem Yechtov. They're going to come to write it down. They're going to come to write down the psak. So over here, this isn't a regular psak. This is not a psak of Beis Din. Beis Din's not giving you a psak. It's unclear exactly what Beis Din is doing, as we pointed out in the past. Either Beis Din is acting as Lakim HaDavar, just like we have Eden Lakim HaDavar, we could have a Beis Din Lakim HaDavar, Or Beis Din is creating the chalos of the geris. They're giving their stamp of approval to the geris. But this isn't your typical psak of Beis Din. And the Bavli in Beitza seems to hold that when it's, in terms of other cases where they're not giving the psak of Beis Din, it's just that you need the presence of Beis Din there, so then that would be allowed on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi argues. The Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to do chalitza on Shabbos. Like another type where example where we need Beis Din, but it's not giving a psak would be a chalitza. Chalitza needs Beis Din, but they're not giving a psak. Yerushalmi says that you cannot perform chalitza on Shabbos. But for the Bavli, it's a little unclear. And you could just say that the reason why the Gemara doesn't present it here is because this is not your typical psak of Beis Din, and so therefore it doesn't fall under that category of not pasuking on Shabbos. This is a different type of Beis Din. And so therefore perhaps they could have this act of Beis Din on Shabbos, especially if they're not actively doing anything, potentially, if it's just like Beis Din Lekiyam HaDavar, so then Beis Din perhaps could do this on Shabbos. The Rambam seems to take the side of the Yerushalmi and says that no, Beis Din still would fall under this broader category of Beis Din not paskening on Shabbos, even though this might not be your typical case of Beis Din paskening, still, this would fall under, let's say, Chalitza like the Yerushalmi to say that Beis Din can't even do this. Even though this is not your typical Beis Din can't even do this. Yeah.
Isn't it explicitly a Mishnah in Beis Din?
The Mishnah says that?
For
Chalitza? I have to look back at the Gemara. Look back at the Gemara.
Is
it Shtar Chalitza? That's what you're going to come to write down.
Sorry?
That's what you're going to come to write down.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I have to look back at the Gemara. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Okay, I have to look back at the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah, but in principle here you don't need a
right,
yeah,
there's no mitzvah that you would see by here, so
okay.
There's no reason you should
desire to have an ishtar. Yeah, right here. Yeah, I'm going to look back at the Gemara also. Fine. That's one answer. The second explanation is given by the Karen Ora. If you look at the second page, he deals with the Karen Ora, says as follows. He says, "Eliyesh l'dakei gamay lo kol marashas haytaima de'ein donim b'shabbos." So he says, why did the Gemara give the reason of ein donim b'shabbos? He says, "Yishlomar dekvar kasav de'leil de'ein tzarach kol dinim mishpat el b'davar shenichlas lebris." That which is left. I've quoted this Karen Ora in the past, that he holds that you only need a Beis Din for the very end, whatever is the last step. And so therefore, the Gemara didn't say, ain't done Shabbos for Tefillah, because sometimes the Mila could be at the end. And when the Mila is at the end, so therefore you don't need a Beis Din. But you still can't do the Tefillah on Shabbos, why? Even though the Tefillah happened first, because there's still a problem of Tikkun Gavra. Which is an interesting idea, that there's a problem of Tikkun Gavra, even though Tefillah happens first. Mila happens at the end, and the only need for Beis Din would be for the Mila. Tefillah doesn't need a Beis Din, but there's still a problem with Tikkun Gavra. It's interesting. If you look at the Kilos Yaakov in Shabbos, in Simen Ninvav, so he says the exact opposite. He says the exact opposite. He says that we need the reason for Tikkun Gavra in your classical case when you have Mila and then Tefillah, because Tefillah is last, and that's what causes the Tikkun Gavra. But if it's first, if Tefillah is first, then we need the Rambam to tell me the case that even if Tefillah were to be first, and you don't have Tikkun Gavra, so then still ain't done in B'Shabbos because you need Beis Din by the Tefillah. He says, if Tefillah is first, then you need Beis Din by the Tefillah. So even though it's not a problem with Tikkun Gavra, which is what the Gemara says, it's still a problem of ain't done in B'Shabbos. The Gemara was dealing with your typical case, where you have Mila and then Tefillah. The current order was saying that the Gemara was dealing with the opposite case, which is not the typical case. But the Kilos Yaakov says that the Gemara is dealing with your typical case, where you have Mila and then Tefillah. The problem with Tefillah is that it's Tikkun Gavra at the end. And the Rambam was saying that even if Tefillah were to be first, it would still be a problem of Ein Don B'Shabbos because you need Beis Din by the Tefillah, regardless of whether the Tefillah is first or second. You know, Torah, the Gemara could have also said the reason of potentially of Ein Don, assuming nothing else, of Ein Don B'Shabbos. Yeah.
Could Tefillah be before Mila according to the Rambam?
That's a discussion.
Would be a Sheretz B'Yado, right?
It's a discussion. It's not 100%. Well, it's not 100%. It's a discussion. If it's even possible for Tefillah to be happened before Mila according to the Rambam. But it's interesting, you end up having a double machlokas here between the Kilos Yaakov and the Karen Ora. One is a machlokas as to how to define Tikkun Gavra. The Karen Ora holds that even within the first step of just having Tefillah before Mila, so that would be enough to be called Tikkun Gavra, even though you have not yet completed the Geirus process. According to the Kilos Yaakov, no, it's only Tikkun Gavra if you perform the Tefillah at the very end. And then you have another machlokas here about when you require Beis Din, which is something which we've dealt with in the past, whether Beis Din is necessary for all Tefillos, or whether the Karen Ora has this idea, and also Rav Moshe has this idea, that you only require Beis Din at the last step. This is another machlokas. Fine, so that's what the Karen Ora says. The Taz, in Reish Samech Chesed Aleph, and the Aruch Lener also quotes such an opinion, which is the next source, and he says that really, the Rambam says the same thing as Tosfos. Really, this is right. What did Tosfos say? The Gemara says that it's based on Tikkun Gavra. Tosfos asks, "What are you talking about? We know from the Gemara in Beitza that if it's near a kamekar, then it's mutter. If it looks like you're just going in there to bathe, so then it's completely mutter." So Tosfos says, "No, it's still a problem because since we need a bathe in there, so therefore it's obvious that it's not near a kamekar. You're not going in there to bathe. Why do we have three people standing there while you're going to perform the Tefillah, so therefore there's no problem, you have no heter here of Nirik Maker." And so therefore the Taz says that that's exactly what the Rambam was saying, that since we need a Beis Din, so therefore you don't have any heter here of Nirik Maker, so therefore you can fall back on the Gemara's reason of Tikkun Gavra. That's what the Taz said. Now in terms of why the Rambam doesn't explicitly say like the Gemara, why doesn't he give the answer to the Gemara? So the Aruch Lener already points this out, that the Rambam doesn't really paskin the problem of Tikkun Gavra. The Gemara has various answers in Beitza as to why a person can't go perform Tefillah, and the Rambam doesn't paskin that the reason is because of Tikkun Gavra. He gives a different reason, and so therefore that's potentially why he doesn't give the reason of the Gemara. And it's for that same reason why the Aruch Lener rejects this opinion of the Taz, to say the Taz basically wants to say the Rambam holds the opinion of the Gemara. The Aruch Lener says, no, you can't tell me that the Rambam holds the opinion of the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't passing like that reason when he explains why it's usher to perform Tefillah and why it would be usher to perform Tefillah on Shabbos anyways. So you can't give that reason. So rather, the Aruch Lener gives a different reason. The Aruch Lener says that we didn't know about the concept of requiring a Beis Din at that point in time in the Gemara. We only know about it later on. So, in a Hanami, the Gemara would say that once you know about the reason of Beis Din, that there's a concept of Beis Din by Tefillah, so then the Gemara would have, in a Hanami, said that we can't perform tefillah for another reason. We can't perform tefillah because it ain't done in B'Shabbos. But the Gemara didn't get up to that reason yet. So that's a separate question of, like, how historically when the Gemara, when they write down the Gemara, when they write one thing before another thing, did they already know about that, the later part of that Gemara at that time? So that's a separate question. The Kilos Yaakov, which you referenced a minute ago, in Siman and Vav, brings an interesting point, and we'll deal with this point throughout. We dealt with this a little bit, but Kilos Yaakov in Siman and Vav basically asks, okay, fine. So there's an issue here of Tikkun Gavra that the Ger is performing tefillah now, and he's now being metaken himself. So, is this Ger a Jew or a Goy when he's performing the tefillah? Because if he's a Goy, so he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Right? If he's a Goy, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So who's this or is this? What problem is there in the Goy going into mikvah and being metaken himself? He's a guy. There's absolutely no problem here. So this is part of the broader issue which we've dealt with a little bit in the past, and we'll deal with this more, which is, at what point in time does he transform from being a guy to being a Jew? That's really part of the broader, a broader issue, and which we'll deal with in multiple places. So the Kilos Yaakov says that no, he has the status of a guy. Even at Bishas that he's going into the mikvah, he has the status of a guy, and so therefore it's not his Isser to be metaken himself. And so therefore, the Pshat in the Rambam is that Beis Din is overseeing this. So even though he turns into a Ger, so there is a form of Tikkun Gavra here, it's just, it's not the guy's responsibility, because the guy doesn't have to keep Shabbos. At the moment before he performs Tefillah, it's not his responsibility as he's going in. So whose responsibility is this? It's the Beis Din's responsibility. So that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that since there's a Beis Din here, so the Beis Din is the one that's overseeing this whole process, and so therefore, the Isser would be on Beis Din. It wouldn't be on the Ger. The Ger is a guy at the time that he's going into the mikvah. But once he goes in, so then there's a Tikkun Gavra that's occurring here. But the Beis Din is the one that's overseeing this. And so therefore, the Isser would be on the Beis Din as they're overseeing the Ger's process. Just one diak to this, which perhaps we'll get to later on, is that the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, he says, who's the one that's performing the tefillah? It's not the guy that's performing the tefillah. He has this case, V'amr niskayarti b'beis dino shel ploni. You have this ger come, and he says that I was megayer in the beis din of ploni. V'hit biluni. And the beis din was makbil me. They were the ones that performed the tefillah. So we see how active the beis din is in the tefillah process. They're the ones that, again, this is the lashon of the ger, but Lathora, the Rambam could have phrased this differently in terms of what the ger himself is saying. Well, he could have said the Tavalti, yeah, he could have just said that. So before, there is a diak here in the Rambam as to why the Ger is saying Vihit Biluni. Beis Din is playing more of an active role in the tefillah process. They're the ones that are overseeing the tefillah. And so therefore, says the Kilos Yaakov, really the Isser is on Beis Din, and that's what the Rambam is saying. Hol v'adav etzarof Beis Din, so therefore we can't do tefillah on Shabbos. Why? Because of Tikkun Gavra. Again, you have to deal with the Aruch Lanier's point that the Rambam does mention Tikkun Gavra as an issue with regards to tefillah b'Shabbos, which is a good point, but that's how the Kilos Yaakov explains it. And it's interesting to understand at what point in time does the guy have responsibilities of a Jew when he goes through the Geirus process. And the Kilos Yaakov holds that at the point in time that he's going into the mikvah, he doesn't have any responsibility of a Jew. When he comes out, so then he's a Jew. But as he's going in, so it's not his responsibility to worry about Shabbos. It is the responsibility of the Beis Din, and so therefore the Beis Din has to worry about him not performing tefillah on Shabbos. But it's not the responsibility of the guy. Somebody had their hand raised. No? Okay. Fine. So those are various answers to explain either why the Gemara doesn't mention the Rambam's answer or why the Rambam doesn't give the Gemara's answer. It is just important to note that the Bahag and the Smag, they both hold that you could perform the tefillah of Geirus on Shabbos. They hold that you could. The Bahag and the Smag. they hold that you could perform the tefillah on Shabbos. In Psak, in terms of Psak. So it's possible that they disagree with the Gemara in terms of Tikkun Gavra, that maybe there's no problem of Tikkun Gavra based on the Gemara and based on the other answers. They just don't pass them like the Gemara. And they hold there's no problem of Dunan through Shabbos with regards to the tefillah scare, just like the Gemara didn't necessarily have a problem with it, and the Rambam's adding it on. So they hold the Kula that one could be Tovel and Shabbos for Tefillah's Gears. Just important to note. Okay, let's deal with a separate question. Do we require Bezin according to the Rambam by the Mila? So it seems pretty clear. In Halakha Vav, when he discusses Ger Shemav L'Tavl and Tavl Shalomal, and then he says, V'tzarach L'tzol B'fnei Shlosha. So he doesn't mention anything about the Mila. So the Ach Yezer in Gimel Chav Zayin says that it's true, we don't need it as an ikov, but it would be required l'chatzilah. We need it l'chatzilah, a bezin by the milah. Even for the Rambam. He's saying this b'dasa Rambam, which is a little strange because the Rambam doesn't make any reference to this. He doesn't say anything about this. But he assumes that the milah also requires a bezin. So is he going back and saying that even L'chatzilah don't need it? I'm not sure if he's saying that L'chatzilah. Earlier he said L'chatzilah. I'm not sure if he's saying.
Right. Okay.
The Or Sameach, combining a few things that we've dealt with in the past, says that it's true, for Mila you do not need three, but you would need one. And this also relates to the Kiyosaka that we just mentioned, which is at what point in time does he have the status of a Jew? So he says that the reason why you need one is because he's a guy. And a guy is done the Echad, the Chad, which we pointed out in the past. So the reason why you don't need a Bezin at 3 is because at the point in time of the Milah, he doesn't have the status of a Jew. But at the point in time of the Tefillah, he does have the status of a Jew, and that's why you need 3. So you need Tefillah b'fnei Shlosha, and the Milah itself could be done with 1. That's what he said. One second. Again, this seems to argue with the Kiyosakim in terms of at what point in time does the transformation occur between Goy to Jew. Because Kiyosakim held that at the point in time in Tefillah, he did not have that status of a Jew, and that's why the Isser for the Tefillah was on Beis Din and not for himself. So it seems to be that there you have this machlokas between the Or Sameach and the Kiyosakim. At what point in time does the transformation occur? According to the Or Sameach, it occurs b'shas Tefillah, and that's why it has to be b'fnei Shlosha. And seemingly, you could argue this, but seemingly for the Kiyos Yaakov, the transformation occurs after the Tefillah, post-Tefillah. Not Peshat's Tefillah, but post-Tefillah, he turns into a Jew.
Are they disagreeing with the view that we made in the Rambam earlier that the Mila does not each be the same Geras?
Oh, so that's my next point. So L'chora, both of these, and this is what the Bach says this in one line, but we'll just elaborate. The Bach and Simon Rish Lamaches says that the Mila doesn't need anything. The Mila doesn't need a Beis Din of 3, L'chatzilah doesn't need a Beis Din of 1. He doesn't address the 1, but L'chora yields that you wouldn't need anything. They're both assuming, the Ach Yezer is assuming that you need to have a Beis Din of 3, L'chatzilah. And the Or Sameach is assuming that you need to have a Beis Din. It's just that he's a guy, so therefore you still need to have a Beis Din. But L'chora, when we dealt with the Rambam, we had various Dugim within the Rambam to say that he just holds that Mila doesn't have to be the Shem Geiris, it doesn't have to be the Shem Mitzvah, as long as you perform the physical act of milah, so then he's no longer an aro, and then you can perform the rest of the, you can perform everything else. L'chora, that's the sheet of the Rambam, and that's what we've dealt with in the past. And it would seem that for the Rambam, you wouldn't need anything. You wouldn't need a bezin l'chatzila. You wouldn't need a bezin of one. There'd be no room. There'd be no need for a bezin with regards to the meal. The meal is really just performing something else. It's just removing that shame ara. Even in the Halacha Zion, when he says that you perform the geirus in front of a bezin, he says v'amar iskaray to bezino shaploni beit biluni. He doesn't mention anything about the milah. It's another diak that there's just no mention of a milah. L'chora the milah doesn't require any bezin.
Where was that found?
It's in Simon Reisham at the time. I don't have the different masculine, but it's in Simon Reisham at the time. So L'chora, based on what we've been saying for the Rambam, you don't need a bezin by the milah. Yeah.
You see that the Rambam says,
So two things. Why wouldn't he say the word milah? That's one question. The second thing is just based on, I mean, for whatever answer we give, we're gonna have to ask that question. Why didn't he say that other thing? Hopefully we'll have an answer to that. But also just based on all the deacons that we had in the Rambam for milah, just it's not established to say that it needs a bezin. We've had we had various rayas by the Rambam by Evi Kanani. He doesn't say that you need to have it machine gerus. It's just he doesn't mention anything about milah there. Based on the Rambams that we've had in the past, it doesn't seem like milah is really part of the gerus process. So it'd be chiddush for him to say that is the vinispeyarti. That is what the definition of gerus is. To use such a lashon.
And the point of these achronim want to say that you do require a bezin for milah. Even though
the Rambam
doesn't say so, before they shouldn't stop there, they should also require a bezin for the korban. I mean, what's
the
difference? The Rambam doesn't say either of them.
He
might as well just go for the
whole thing. Well,
there's no basis to say either one.
So
you might as well just say both.
That you also need bezin. I don't know what they would hold in terms of bezin by the korban. I don't know. They don't address that. You might be right. I don't know. Okay. So now let's deal with one other issue, and then we'll get to the Rambam in Halacha Zayin. So far in the Rishonim, we never had a Rishon that said that Beis Din is the Yikuva for the Tefillah. We never had any Rishon that said that Beis Din is the Yikuva for the Tefillah. We said that... we didn't have there was that one sheet in Tosos. Most Rishonim held that it was just the Chatchila. Most Rishonim held that it was the Chatchila. It seems from the Rambam that it is the Yikuva. So first of all, in Yigimel Tess, he changes the whole Gemara Mem Hayim Beis. The big question on needing Beis in Yikuva was from the Gemara Mem Hayim Beis by the Tefillah and Nidosa. How could we say that we need Beis in Likuva by the Tefillah? If she's going to the mikvah for the purposes of Nida, we generally don't have a Beis in there. So the Rambam changes the whole Gemara there, and you can say that the reason why he does it is because he really holds that you need Beis in Likuva by the Tefillah. But beyond that, in Halacha Vav and Zayin, it seems like it's Likuva. In Halacha Zayin it says, it sounds like it's Likuva. It's not just a Lechatchila. And it's not even like the riff to say that Lechatchila, you need Beis Din. If you don't do it, then you can't get married. Lechatchila, you can't get married. But it sounds like it's Likuva. It says, Tovah Ben Olav Enatzmo, Eino Ger. You're not a Ger. And there are those that say that it also seems like that from the Shifta Gibur. Shifta Gibur that we quoted, that I have in the Mar Makomas here. It seems like it's also Likuva. So now we have a few more Rishonim who seem to hold that it's Likuva. We had Tosfos, who mentions Dan and Sadi, but he seems to also reject it. Along with the Rush, he also seems to reject it. We have the Ritva, who said that it has to be Lifnei Shlosha, and we have the Rambam now, and we have the Shita Gevurim to hold that it is Li'ikuva. So the Rambam holds that you need to have Bezim by the Tefillah. You do not need it by the Mila. Let's say, based on the Bach, it wouldn't be necessary by the Mila. So now let's address a few more questions from Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. So if it's true that you need Beis Din for the Tefillah and it's Likuva, so then why is it the case that it works at night for the Evan? He says, "Behold, Vadar v'Tzarich Beis Din." So Im Avil b'Shabbos Yontif, and he says also you shouldn't do it at night, but Vim Hitviluhu Harezager. So why Vim Hitviluhu Harezager? That if you do the Tefillah at the night, at night time, then you are a ger. If you need Beis Din Likuva by the Tefillah, so then you should have to do it by day. Before you'd have to do it by day. And it's difficult to give the answer that this is the Gemara Din for the Rambam. Because for the Rambam, we just pointed out that Mila doesn't require Beis Din. Mila doesn't require Beis Din, so it's hard to say that the Mila is the Tefillah's Din, and then the Tefillah is the Gemara Din, and that's why it could be done at night. And it's also, he doesn't mention, we have not yet seen anything about Kabbalah Mitzvos, so at this point in time it would be difficult to say that the Kabbalah Mitzvos is the Tefillah's Din, and then the Tefillah is the Gemara Din, because the Rambam has not yet dealt with Kabbalah Mitzvos. There are those who want to give the following answer for the Rambam, and Moshe addressed this a little bit yesterday. Right now, the only step that needs Beis Din for the Rambam is the Tefillah. That's the only step that needs Beis Din. So now, when you have a case where that's the only step, so the question is, do we view this as the Tefillah Din, or do we view this as the Gemara Din? It's the only step. So it's both the beginning and the end. So who says that we should view this as the Tefillah Din? Maybe we should view this as the Gemara Din. So this is a big discussion, just in terms of regular Gemara Din and Tefillah Din. There's a machlokas between the Ksos and the Ran about this. In terms of, let's say you have a case where the Tefillah Din started at night. You weren't supposed to start at night, but you had the Tefillah Din start at night. But the Gemara Din was also, and the Gemara Din was also at night. So do we accept the Psak? Are we allowed to accept the Psak? The Tefillah Din started at night, and then the Gemara Din also started at night. Ended up at night. So that's a Machlokas. And the way they explain the Machlokas, so the Machlokas is to say whether the reason for the Gemara Din, does the Gemara Din have to be at night because it has to have a continuation from something which happened during the day? It had to continue from a Tefillah Din, which happened during the day. And that's why the Gemara Din can happen at night. Because really, it's working off the Tefillah Din, which happened during the day, so everything really stems from the day. And so therefore, in a case where the Tefillah Din started at night, so everything's starting from the night, so therefore it wouldn't work. Or that, no, it doesn't have to start, the Gemara Din doesn't have to stem from something which happened during the day, it's just that the Gemara Din, which, it being at the end, it could happen by night. As long as it's at the end, it can happen by night. So that would impact this issue. Because if you say that everything has to stem by the day, so then even if it's the only step in the process, but at least you have to have a starting point where it starts during the day. Even if this is the only step in the process, you still have to have it start during the day. But if you hold that no, the Gemara Din, the idea that the Gemara Din can happen at night, so then it's an open discussion here. When you have only one step in the process, could that be viewed as the Tefillah Din, or could that be viewed as the Gemara Din? Who says it's viewed as the Tefillah Din? Maybe it's viewed as the Gemara Din. So that's what someone explained to the Rambam, to say that the reason it could work at night is because since Tefillah is the only step in the process, so therefore it could work at night, because the Gemara Din just has to take place at night. It doesn't have to be that it stems from the day. And we'll view that one step in the process as the Gemara Din and not as the Tefillah's Din. Fine. So that's what someone suggests within the Rambam. We'll hold off on now. There's a few other questions that we have to deal with, and perhaps those other questions, when we get into the Rambam, they'll help explain some previous questions that we gave some answers to, and hopefully we'll give like a bigger picture to the Rambam tomorrow. So we'll deal with that tomorrow, and then we'll also deal with Halacha L'maaseh tomorrow. But perhaps we could answer some of the other questions tomorrow.